Rhea, thank you so much for joining Younger But Wiser.
Of course, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to have you. Before we dive in, how old are you and what grade are you in?
So I am 17 and I'm a rising senior. So it's my last year.
Cool, very cool. And okay, so I'm gonna just jump right into it. We talked about a lot of topics, and the one that spoke to you the most was underestimated the power of proving oneself. What why? Why'd you why was this the topic you wanted to talk about?
I think this is a topic that I kind of gravitated towards because at my school, which is a girls' school, that's kind of always been instilled as us is like as young women who kind of have always had the lower hand in society and in the world, it's kind of important to push past those boundaries that are placed upon us and kind of like prove people wrong. And I always find myself like wanting whenever someone like places a boundary on me or like, oh, I don't think you could do this, it always kind of like motivates me to try even harder to complete that goal or fulfill that task, just kind of like to prove them wrong and show that I was really capable. So I
Wow.
think that's like the main reason.
Why are girls so underestimated?
I don't know. I think just like historically, based on like the history of the US, women have always been kind of placed at like a lower hand and like pushed into the domestic sphere and taught like they can only have a certain role in society. And I think now in 2026, those boundaries are finally like being talked about and women being like strong and powerful and having like high roles in society and like in different fields like medicine and business is kind of seen as a positive thing, as something that's new and still uncomfortable for certain people.
Yeah, I
So I
think it's
think,
super uncomfortable. I think it's even subconsciously uncomfortable for people.
yes, 100%.
Yeah, I think it's this idea of we want women in power, and then when we get women in power, it's nerve-wracking for people
Yes.
to handle to as a CEO of a company, I get that a lot, where they like the idea of a woman in power, but then when a woman is in power, it's a little different, you know. So
Yes.
that I think that proving oneself does not stop at 17. Like in the world, you how often do you think you're underestimated?
I think in my school environment, the administration and the teachers do a really good job of like always pushing this idea that women are just as capable as their counterparts. So I think normally, like outside of school, I started working when I was pretty young, around 14. So even like small remarks when I had my job at the mall would be made by like passerbyers, like, oh, you're so young. Like, I don't know why a teenage girl like you is like needs to have a job or things like that. I think also having like my own small business when I reach out to other companies to like inquire about housing my product or things similar, they're kind of always like a little confused when they find out I'm a girl and like am interested in business and want to pursue that in the future.
Yeah,
So
and
I
a job
think,
girl.
yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I what drives you? What is it? What is it? Is it, would you call it inner strength? What would you?
Yeah, I like that phrase. I think like a lot of times, obviously I have a great support system around me, but they can only do so much and only change my view on life like by so much. So I think it's important that I kind of like stick to my values that I've had and always just like push myself. I think like writing things down has been really helpful for me, like writing mantras or things that I want to complete kind of drives me to actually get them done instead of just like making goals and never completing them.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot about specific things. I hate when people give advice and it's really like broad and you can't take anything from it. But I think that specific advice of writing things down, either goals or goals that you want to accomplish and things to make it happen along the way, I think is a really big takeaway for that as well. Like, has there been a time, where you have surprised yourself with something that you didn't even think you could do? I don't prep anyone for these interviews, so this is such a you're in the hot seat. But it can be small or big, but I would love to know of a time where you surprised yourself, maybe with your own courage or your own drive.
Yeah, I think an example of this, like relating to my small business, is
Expand on your small business. We always like a we like a shout out.
okay. My business is called Chai Fresh. Follow us on Instagram.
At Chai Fresh
I at Chai Fresh underscore.
underscore. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are a pre-bottled packaged chai that comes in like a small bottle, kind of similar to pressed juice. I was inspired to create the company after my trip to India in 2018 with my maternal grandparents, where I got a taste like what real authentic chai tastes like. And I wanted to replicate this like life-changing gr drink in America. And then there's also another aspect of my company where all of the money gets donated to various locations and the village that my grandfather grew up in. So currently, all the money is going to building a bathroom at the locals' elementary school. So that's really cool.
Are amazing. You know what this does though, Rhea? This tells me that it is possible to be a 17-year-old girl and go for it. Like,
Yes.
age is not stopping you. It's a really impressive. I'm so glad. I want us all, everyone listening, to support this amazing company and this is
Thank you.
because I do believe when you do it, it gives permission for other people, young women, to go, well, she did it. I can do it. Maybe I can
Oh,
call her to get advice on how to do it.
100%. Yes, please call me. You just kind of have to step into it.
Yeah, is that what it is? Like, so when you have you surprised yourself with the courage that it's taken to keep this going and the vulnerability around all of that?
Yeah, 100%. I think that like a specific anecdote that speaks to this is my company was invited to kind of like a shell like showcase for small businesses at this Diwali event. So there was like 20 to 30 different vendors. We were like all in the courtyard, and different attendees of the event can come and buy products. There was like children's books, stuffed animals, like different foods, beverages, and everything in between. And once I was setting up my table at this event, I was like very excited. I had made over 500 bottles because I was told there was going to be like 1,000 attendees. So this is the first event that we were invited to. So there was much anticipation built up. And then when I got to the event, it turns out that every attendee who had bought a ticket actually got a free cup of chai, like iced or hot, that was provided by the organizers. And people automatically either assumed my company was associated with the free chai or just gravitated towards it because it was the free option. So I ended up selling less than 100 bottles when I made over 500. And unfortunately, they have a short lifespan of only like 5 to 6 days because there's no like chemicals or anything to keep it fresh. And there's ingredients like fresh ginger and milk. So that was like, obviously, a very difficult situation with vendors passing by and seeing the amount of back stock that I had and like anticipating me to sell all of them. So that was kind of a moment that I like to speak about that was like a little bit difficult, but I like to look back on it and like see how I was able to adapt. I contacted my school administration and set up a sale at my own school where I was able to sell out the rest of the chais and donate all of the money to a local homeless shelter in Los Angeles. So it was like a good, it was a little bit of an up and down, but it turned out being great.
That is my gosh, Rhea. I feel like you should be the one hosting this podcast. Like, that is it because it's not what's the it's the Nelson Mandela quote, don't judge me by my successes, judge me by the times I fell and got back up again, kind of.
Yes, that quote is literally my mom's wallpaper
Really?
on her laptop, so I always see that one.
It's a good one. It's a good one. We have it in our office right now, actually. But I think there's a sense of like proving oneself does not happen once. It happens again and again and again. And I think that your resilience is, I mean, speaks to that. Because that would have been a really crappy situation. If you had been really beat down, you would have lost all that money and all that. I mean, and money is not just money. Money is like time, effort, vulnerability. You know, I think I think that your ability to deal with it and not, okay, so this is my next question. How do these, as you're proving oneself, how do you not connect it to your like emotional self when you're proving, and with your business or anything else in your life, like how do you not take it really personally when something, when you're trying to, when you feel underestimated and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think at the end of the day, like, it's obviously difficult. There's like, you have kind of like, you are attached to everything that you put time and effort into. So when those things kind of fail or don't go as planned, you think it's a direct jab to you. So I think that's like obviously still something that I'm working on, but just kind of like repeating in my head, like, I really tried my best. Like, I'm doing everything that I possibly can to aid the situation right now. And even if it's only like a band-aid and not really a permanent solution, this is like I'm pulling out every single thing I can to kind of like do everything I can do to fix the situation at hand. I think sometimes, like, I've been seeing this a lot recently, just like taking a moment when there's a difficult situation and just like spending it alone, doing something you like going on a walk or going to get like a coffee or a boba, and just like taking a few minutes like alone without any like screen time and just spending it alone and kind of reflecting on what were the steps that led to this kind of like undesirable situation and what could be done next time to prevent those.
Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, my mother used to call it creative alone time. We call it, we like shortened it to CAT, and that creative alone time. And it can be like watching RuPaul. I mean, it's anything that, whatever. But that time, the reflection of like taking the time, because I do believe that in order to prove oneself, there's got to be a fire inside you. Like, there's got to be a drive inside you. And that drive can't, you have to have a full well. You know, you can't drink from an empty well. And I was gonna, so that goes to my next question. Like, you hit on it with these, with like your reflective time and your quiet time, but are there other things that you do for yourself when you're feeling particularly vulnerable or underestimated or beat down or whatever that gets you on the other side of it?
I think besides like taking alone time, also kind of like doing the opposite a little bit and like immersing yourself in friends and family and like people who make you feel good and really validate what you're doing. 'Cause even if something didn't go as planned, the effort and the intent can still be positive behind it. And that kind of gets difficult and easily forgotten sometimes. Like, let's say that my chai sale ended up not being as successful and I didn't sell any of them at my school and all of the chais had gone bad. I think like at the end of the day, even though the money and the time and the effort would have been lost, like being invited to an event and getting people excited and getting new people on the Instagram who want to like follow my journey is still really important. And just kind of like celebrating the small things that small wins is what my friends and I usually call it, and just like celebrating those small moments because they really do add up.
So celebrating the small wins, because those are
Yes.
victories. Those are absolute. In my company, when we were growing it, I mean, every single thing, it was like, we're popping champagne, you know.
Yeah.
What would you say to younger girls who maybe don't have the drive, develop drive that you have right now in your life? But what would you say to girls who maybe have like doubts in themselves to grow their drive, to grow their courage and their resilience?
I think that's a hard question as well. I think that like the first step is kind of just doing it. I had the idea for my chai business for like 3 years after my visit to India before I was actually able to do anything. And I was lucky enough to kind of like have this support system at my school to kind of like, I was able to enter a class at Incubator where I was able to expand the business and get outside support from my friends and family. But I think just like taking the first step, even if it's small, like researching something you're passionate about or speaking to a friend about this idea you have and getting validation from others that there's this need and that you can do it is really helpful.
So just doing it.
Just doing it.
Leaping. Isn't that like what I feel like that's the all business owners, if we all knew like what challenges would face, we might not do it. You know? Well, I'm already now I'm like a client. I'm like already ready to place my order, but not be it's interesting because it's not because of the product or anything, it's because of you. And I think that your desire to prove yourself to the world is like magnetic, and it like makes me oh my God, you have like you're an inspiration to so many women, not just young girls, like not teenagers, like for women. Your drive is really impressive, Rhea. It's really cool.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, it's true. It's you've been like reminding me during this interview of like things I need to practice, you know? Okay, so we're ready for the know-it-all section, which is the last four questions that I ask every single woman that I interview. And okay, so I give these to you ahead of time, but you know, I hope that you haven't like rehearsed them, but okay, so what's your superpower at this stage in your life?
Okay, I think that my superpower is, this is a little bit cliche, but the ability to look at the glass half full. I think like
Great, so good.
in the world that we live in right now, I think it's like constantly important that even in times where like everyone is upset and something didn't go as well as planned, especially after so much time and effort has been put in, like looking back at like the small wins. Like that's a practice that my friends and I have implemented when we're at dinner together, like everyone going around in a circle and just saying a small win so it could be validated by other people and just like celebrating the small things because they really do bring joy sometimes. So I think looking like everything at a positive lens, even if the situation isn't as great as you hoped it to be, like something that comes to mind is with my robotics team and I, we had like at one of our earlier meets in the year, it didn't go as well as hoped. And we were like pretty low on the rankings, like second to last out of all the teams in our meet. So it was obviously disappointing after the work we put in. But I think just like making a plan for attack for our next meet and looking at the like small things that went well. Like we had things to laugh about our robot falling over,
Yeah.
or we had fun at the team sleepover. Just like looking at the small things that really made us laugh and like brought joy is really important and like gives us the energy to push on and like make a plan of attack for the next meet.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, the glass half full is clutch. It's clutch. Delusional. Fake
Fake it till you make it.
it till you make it. That's it. Okay, the second question is, what don't you want to lose as you get older or become an adult?
Okay, I don't want to lose my ability to like empathize with others. I think like at this stage in my life, like everyone is really going through their own unique experiences. And like I feel like I've really recently developed the skill to be able to like step into another person's shoes and kind of like imagine what their life is. And that's given me like a deeper perspective on everything that I do, especially with like college applications coming up and things like that. It's like,
I don't
yeah,
yeah.
it's like come to my mind that everyone really has their own unique stories and like their personal experiences are completely disparate from yours, and you're never really going to be able to like relate to everything that they say. So, not pretending that you can relate to someone else, but really trying to like understand what they're feeling, but realizing that like you do come from a different point of view and you're not going to have the same like worries, the same accomplishments as them, and that's kind of okay.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That speaks to comparison too, and it's very, very, very wise, of course. Not surprised. Okay, so my favorite question actually. What do you have a sense of or an understanding of that adults don't think you do?
Okay, this one was like one of the harder ones for me, but I really like this question. I've never heard it before.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's my favorite of the whole interview.
But I think that something that I have a stance of is like that the gray area is very common and also okay. I think like adults always think, or not all, but some of the adults in my life think
I
that
get it.
it's like, as kids or teenagers, we always think that it's like black and white. But I think at this age, a lot of people around me and my friends and my family, like they understand that there's a gray area and things like are not always going to be right or wrong. And I think sometimes there has to be wrongs to make a right or rights to make a wrong. And I think there's like always going to be multiple facets and layers to the story. And therefore, like the different layers are going to make it gray. I think sometimes that can be overlooked, especially like today and like the polarized world we are. Nothing is ever really as straightforward as it seems to be originally. So that we really do understand that the gray area exists. And we're kind of like not comfortable, but willing to accept that this is like the world that we live in and everything is kind of gray.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's like so good. I it's like that's yeah, it's exactly it. And then last question, what advice do you give your future self?
I was thinking about this one for a hot second. I think it would be do things that make you happy. I think a lot of what I've been hearing right now from like outside sources is like, oh, what are the steps you can take to be successful in the future and set yourself up to have a nice job that you're comfortable with and be ready to like dive into the world. But I think like doing things like looking back and seeing what makes me really happy and what I want to do in the future is kind of something that I've overlooked in the past. And like small things, like recently I've been going to yoga classes or going on walks with my dog, and small things that sometimes you don't feel like you have time for are actually really important to like make time for, because those are the things that like bring you joy and will enhance your life overall.
Rhea, so good. It's like you're just dropping just like wisdom left and right, and it's like I think all of these things are just so sage, and I think not only do teenagers need to hear it, but I think most 40-year-old women need to hear this interview as well. You are wise beyond your years, or maybe you're wise just as your age reflects. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're amazing. And
Thank you
one
so
more time
much
for
for
the people in the
having me.
back, what's the Instagram handle?
It's chaifresh at chaifresh underscore.
At chaifresh underscore. Okay, we're taking note. Bye.
Thank
See you.
you so much.